I'm going to invite some of our men to come prepare to serve communion. This is our opportunity. This is a tangible, a physical, an outward way to express our intimacy with Jesus, that relationship that we enjoy. Blood-bought relationship. We have bread that reminds us of Jesus' body broken, crushed, to pay the price for my sins. His blood poured out in His death. He was executed because the wages of my sin is death. And the wages of my sin fell on Jesus on the cross, so that I could be washed clean, forgiven, cleansed, so that I could be pure and holy and enter into a relationship with a perfect and pure and holy God. He changed me through the gospel. He made me new inside. This is the treasure we celebrate. If you're trusting in Jesus, if you're a believer in Jesus, take bread, take juice, and think on what that represents. Fix your eyes on Jesus, the humility that He exhibited in His self-sacrificial death for you, and ask Him to create that same humble, self-sacrificial, putting others first attitude in you toward others. And if you've not experienced the new birth, that Holy Spirit transformation, I'd invite you simply to cry out to Jesus right here, right now. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. Make me new. Set me free. He loves to answer that prayer. Once you've been served, hold that in your hand. Reflect on what Jesus did for you. Once we've all been served, we'll take that together as a body of believers. I know that many of us, many of you, have experienced suffering, difficulty, trial, stuff. I'd invite you this morning, as we look at what suffering produces, what the opposition, the hardships, what life brings, what that produces. Could you, this morning, look up to Jesus and say, I'm not going to run away. I'm going to run toward you in this. And it's hard, I don't like it, but thank you that you love me enough to walk with me through difficult things, to produce in me things that wouldn't be there any other way, so that I can be more useful in love and service to the people around me. I know that's asking a lot. I invite you to look to Jesus. And to embrace whatever it is He's given you in your path. Because ultimately it's for your good and for His glory. Jesus, thank you for loving us all the way to the cross. And thank you for loving us so much that you are not willing to leave us as we were, but you are willing to use the means necessary to conform us into your own image, the image of Christ-like humility in love and service to others. Thank you for that gift. Help us to receive it as a gift. pride, lay down our plans, our agendas, and allow and fall in step with the Holy Spirit in walking with you through it. And thank you that you don't leave us to walk the path alone. Even if it's through the valley of the shadow of death, you are with us. Thank you for that gospel promise. Help us to cling closely to it. Thank you for your body broken, your blood poured out that washes us clean, that makes us new. Thank you for the life transforming power of the gospel. We receive it as a gift, and we say thank you. Body of Jesus, broken for you, take and eat. Blood of Jesus poured out to wash us clean and to transform us from the inside out. Drink.